Good day. October 27th. We decided to not stay an extra day in Bissau, even though that has been a bit of the pattern. It seemed like with the November 1st target for Conakry, for Johan to be able to go back to Spain, we needed to keep moving. Such, we did go and get to the old part of Bissau, and drove around a little bit there. It was a pretty hectic to get there. They're really busy streets with markets everywhere and people everywhere. And you just have to be cautious all day long for what comes at you, whether it's pedestrians or motorbikes mostly. I forgot to mention yesterday that on the way out from the Gambia, we did notice a Bedford truck, which was like the ones we used to use at Encounter Overland. And this one was still in use for little tourist day trips. Anyway, needed to mention that. So then we realized in time that I had some mail sent to Poste Restante in Bissau. So we did end up locating the main post office. That just in itself was an adventure. You go in there, there's nothing on the first floor. You go to some upstairs room and find someone that knows a little bit about it. Takes me then to the courtyard where the boss is, who knows more about it. Takes me to where the Poste Restante is, which just is like a 5-inch pile of paper documents. He said, now, when was it sent? Well, October. He said, oh, it takes 2 months. So there was no avail to find the letter that I was sent with an NL sticker that I was trying to get. I'll have to find another way to get that figured out. And there's still another chance for Conakry. So then, on our way to Bafata, I have read that Bafata was a bit of an interesting town. So therefore, we had it there. It was a little bit out of the way. Well, we got to enjoy more of the roads of Guinea-Bissau. The concept pretty much is that those roads that were paved at some point, they just have not been maintained since then. So there is holes that develop, and so many of them sometimes that another track next to the main road develops, and that's where you then drive to avoid a lot of the holes that you would otherwise would have to circumnavigate or go through. It just means it's slow going. Despite that, we made good time to get to Bafata and enough time to take a walk around there. The hotel was about as basic as they come. Normally we aimed for two single beds. That wasn't an option this time. And the water wasn't running. It was basically stored in buckets. So you can take a shower, but with a bucket and a cup holder or something along that nature. Never mind air conditioning, a fan. Yes, as long as there is power, we're doing good. So we took a walk through town in order to find a place where we could eat something. And it's all over the place. There was a abandoned swimming pool that I got to take a look at. The river, it's such intense places to be. Then for dinner, we ended up meeting Ugwe Solomon Ikine, who has a little restaurant, but he only serves fudu food, which is cassava dough and then some mixture of some meat and vegetable and all that stuff, which Johan didn't get to eat a whole lot of because it didn't necessarily agree with him. But I was really impressed with Ugwe. He happened to be from Nigeria and only had been there about 6 months. And he had basically searched for another place to be, and that's where he ended up. So he obviously speaks really good English, and now he needs to catch up with the Portuguese, or close enough to Portuguese that they speak in Guinea-Bissau. So then, that was by that time it was dark, and we made our way back. It's good to walk in the shade when you can. Of course, in darkness, that's not an issue. But it was a interesting town. So more, hopefully we get to see to Guinea tomorrow. That was the goal, because we had a pretty short route that looked like a fairly good way to go. And one of the reasons that Bafata seemed like an okay to diversion, even though it was a little bit off the main track. Well, thanks for coming along again. If you can send some people to maintain the roads in Guinea-Bissau, I know there'll be a lot of people to appreciate it. Thank you.